Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting fifth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Rigney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Rigney. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting second. The center fielder, Lou Finney. Batting third. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Woody Rich. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Woody Rich. And now, play ball. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball four. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes moves to third. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal takes first base on ball four. Quell moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Quell scores. Rosenthal moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosenthal scores. Walker moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair strikes out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh takes first base on ball four. Appling moves to second. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Williams moves to third. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. QL hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek. QL reaches second base with a double. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Rich covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. Tabor reaches second base with a double. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Rich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tabor moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tabor scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doerr. The throw from Tresh and he is out, Appling applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Walker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. Rip Radcliffe now playing right field. Larry Rosenthal now playing center field. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's White Sox, 3, Red Sox, 3. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tabor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rosenthal. Tabor reaches second base with a double. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0 for 1 in the game. Peacock bunts for an out with unknown description. Tabor moves to third. One out. Woody Rich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rich is 0 for 1 in the game. Rich strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. QL takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. QL moves to third. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. QL scores. One out. It's 4-3, White Sox. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rosenthal moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek. McNair reaches second base with a double. Rosenthal scores. There goes Appling trying to get to home. Vosmek throws the ball into Tabor, who relays the ball to Peacock, who tags Appling, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 5-3, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Markham now pitching. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball four. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Fox tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, White Sox. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 0-for-2 in the game. Vozmik hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tresh moves to third. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tresh tags and scores. One out. It's 6-4, White Sox. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Tabor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-1 in the game. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Markham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tabor moves to second. Lefty Grove pinch hits for Woody Rich. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove bunts in front of the plate. Tresh scoops up the ball and tags Grove for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tabor scores. Peacock moves to third. It's 6-5, White Sox. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peacock scores. Doerr moves to third. It's White Sox, 6, Red Sox, 6. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Finney moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Doerr scores. Finney moves to third. Fox moves to second. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Williams is walked intentionally. Clint Brown now pitching. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Cronin strikes out. Two outs. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 3 in the game. Vosmek hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Denny Gailhouse now pitching. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Walker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Tabor hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peacock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek. McNair reaches second base with a double. Hank Steinbacher pinch hits for Mike Tresh. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek. Steinbacher reaches second base with a double. McNair scores. It's White Sox, 7, Red Sox, 7. Emerson Dickman now pitching. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown bunts for an out with unknown description. Steinbacher moves to third. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Steinbacher scores. Two outs. It's 8-7, White Sox. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. QL strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Norm Schluter now catching. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Doerr hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. he's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball four. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and two walks. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox juggles the ball. That's an error on Fox. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Rosenthal bunts for an out with unknown description. Radcliffe moves to second. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Walker is walked intentionally. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. Walker moves to third. It's 9-7, White Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Peacock and he is safe. Appling steals second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Walker tags and scores. Two outs. It's 10-7, White Sox. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schluter. The throw from Peacock and he is safe. Schluter steals second. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. Schluter scores. It's 12-7, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Cronin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-4 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Tabor hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12, and Boston Red Sox, 7. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.